This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And so while Jesus could say to one person and another, while he was here on earth, thy faith has saved thee, go in peace, and so forth, he was not doing it according to the New Testament. And bear in mind that every person in the world today now lives under the New Testament. You have absolutely no possibility of being saved in exactly the same way as was the thief on the cross, save in principle, that you must be faithful to the Lord. But the details of it are different. Those details are set forth in New Covenant Scriptures. We find that even after his resurrection and just before his ascension, Jesus instructed his disciples that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name beginning at Jerusalem. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. To preach in his name is to preach by his authority. And thus it is seen that repentance and remission of sins were not preached by the authority of Christ, or according to the terms of the new covenant, or according to the terms of his will, until after his death. And this preaching of repentance in the name of Christ actually occurred for the first time on the first day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, as that record is given in Acts chapter 2. Anyone who understands the simple matter about an ordinary will or testament not being enforced until after the death of the testator can understand the point that I'm making. And it's made clear in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 17.